Chapter 4. Mina stayed with Lucy. She woke up one night. Lucy wasn't in her bed. Mina went looking for her. Lucy was in the churchyard. She was on a bench. A dark figure stood over her. It had a pale face and red eyes. Mina ran over. The figure disappeared. Lucy was asleep. Mina took her home. She saw two marks on Lucy's neck. They are like pinpricks, thought Mina. She locked Lucy's bedroom door. Lucy was safe in her room at night. A few days later, Mina and Lucy went for a walk. It was sunset. They saw a dark figure in the graveyard. "He has red eyes," Lucy said. Mina and Lucy went home. Mina slept in Lucy's room. "Mina, wake up," Lucy said. She pointed out of the window. There was a large bat. It flew around outside. Mina was worried. Lucy was very sick. She was very pale. The marks on her neck got bigger. Mina was afraid. The Whitby solicitors got a letter from Dracula. It said, "Send the wooden boxes to Carfax, Dracula's house." Mina got a letter. It said, "Jonathan Harker is in a hospital in Budapest. He's sick. He has brain fever." Mina decided immediately to go to Budapest to see Jonathan. Dr. Seward was worried. Renfield was violent. He walked around the lunatic asylum. He kept saying, "The master is at hand." Renfield escaped from the asylum. Dr. Seward went to find him. Renfield was at Carfax. He was in front of the chapel. He said, "Please, master, let me in." Dr. Seward took Renfield back to the asylum. "I'll come back, master. Wait for me," Renfield shouted. Mina went to Budapest. She saw Jonathan. He was very different. Mina wrote to Lucy. The letter said, "Jonathan isn't well." The nuns in the hospital talked to Mina. "Your fiancé talks of dark things. It's very strange." Mina sat next to Jonathan. He gave Mina his diary. "Everything is in this diary. Don't let anyone read it. Only read it in an emergency," he said. Mina sealed the diary with wax. "Let's get married here," Mina said. Jonathan said yes. They got married. Mina wrote to Lucy, "Jonathan and I are married. I'm very happy." Dr. Seward was worried. Renfield started acting very strangely again. He sat in his cell. He kept saying, "I can't wait, I can't wait." Renfield escaped from his cell again. He went back to Carfax. Dr. Seward saw him by the chapel. Renfield attacked Dr. Seward. A large bat flew past. Renfield was calm. Dr. Seward was very confused. He took Renfield back to the asylum. Arthur Homewood was worried about Lucy. She told him, "I have strange dreams. Something scratches at my window. It happens every night." Lucy was ill again. Arthur visited Dr. Seward and asked him to see Lucy. "She's ill. I don't know why," Dr. Seward said. He wrote a letter to his teacher. His teacher was called Dr. Van Helsing. He lived in Amsterdam. He came to see Lucy. She's lost a lot of blood. I don't know why. I'll go home and research it. Send me letters about Lucy's health, Dr. Van Helsing said.